Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So we're up to the third Perek of Masechta Shviyos, which obviously is going to continue to discuss the laws of Shviyos. Now, the first four Mishnayos of the third Perek of Masechta Shviyos deal with the Issur D'Rabbanan for a person to fertilize his field during the Shemitah year. So we know there are many, many, many melachas that one was not allowed to do in his field during the Shemitah year. Some of them were asr midairaisa. Most of them were asr midrabbanan. One of the things that's mutter midairaisa, but that the Rabbanan said a person shouldn't do on Shviyas, is he shouldn't fertilize his field. So what does it mean to fertilize a field? It's to take fertilizer, which is the manure of animals, and spread it around the field. That's something that's productive for the field. As a result, it's something that should be forbidden on Shemitah. Just so happens that the Torah never asked it. But the Rabbanan felt in the spirit of expanding the types of things that you're not allowed to do in your field on Shemitah, you should not be allowed to fertilize your field. Now, the fact that it was not okay for a person to fertilize his field on Shemitah posed a problem for the Yidden. Aside for the obvious nesayin of the Shomrei Shviyos, this was a particular issue. The reason is because animals produce fertilizer. And what are you supposed to do with the fertilizer if not leave it on the field? It's not so practical and geschmack to bring it into your house and store it in your living room. So where exactly are you supposed to put the fertilizer? Now, it was always stored in the field. The problem is, if you're going to store fertilizer in the field, you're fertilizing your field. And that's something that's awesome. So the Rabbanan felt that this was something that they needed to address. Hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. And they said that even though it's true, you're not allowed to fertilize your field. However, you will be allowed to store your fertilizer in the field, given certain parameters and meeting certain criteria. And really, the gist of it is that as long as it doesn't look like you're engaging in the avodas karka of fertilizing, then it's going to be mutter. So if you do it during a certain time, maybe when the farmers didn't really fertilize their field, or if you do it with a certain shinui, so that's going to be the spirit of these four Mishnayos here in the beginning of the third parak. So on that note, Mishnah Aleph, Me'emosai Moitzin Zvolim La'ashpatoi. So there are many Mishnayos in Shtas that begin with the word Me'emosai. Shas begins with the word Me'emosai. This is from the lesser known ones. Me'emosai Moitzin Zvolim La'ashpatoi. At what point are you allowed to take the Zevel and be Moitzin it into the Ash? Meaning, at what point are you allowed to start storing it in your field? Mishayivsiku Oivde Adom and Devira Meir. Meir says very simple. When the farmers stop fertilizing their field, when it's no longer the season, so at that point, it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Huda says it's a different chair. Mishayivash hamasik. It's when the masik is going to start drying. So the masik is the fertilizer, and when the fertilizer dries, at that point, you're allowed to fertilize it. The Rav says that why was the fertilizer described as being musik, as being zis, shenoisein mesikla peiris, because it actually sweetens the peiris, counterintuitively. Rabbi Yossi says, very similar to Rabbi Yehuda, not misheyivash hamasik, but rather misheyikosher, when it begins to dry. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's when the fertilizer dries. Rabbi Yossi holds when it begins to dry. The Rav says, v'kroivim divreim liyoshavim. So apparently, there wasn't a major difference between these two shitas. But either way, says the Mishnah, me'emosai moitzin zvolim lashpatleis. At what point is a person during Shemitah allowed to take the zevel and bring it out into the field? Three shitas. Rameir says, it was me'sheyivsiku ovdei adama, when the non-Jewish farmers that are working during Shemitah, when they stop fertilizing the field, so at that point you're allowed to do it because it's nicker that you're not doing it l'shem fertilization. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the fertilizer dries. Rabbi Yossi says, a little earlier, when it begins to dry. Mishnah Beis, ad kama mezavel. How much zevel is a person allowed to bring into his field? Meaning, you're allowed to do it only during certain times. There's also a shear in terms of how much zevel. Says the Mishnah, what is that shear? Ad shalosh, shalosh ashpatos. So says the Mishnah, you're allowed to take up to three piles, ad, right? Ad shalosh, shalosh ashpatos, up to three piles. Levesa, for a parcel of land that's the size of A base saw is 50 amis by 50 amis, which is 2,500 square amis. Shel eser mashpelos, where each pile is made up of at least, not here it's not ad, but here it's at least 10 containers, shalesech lesech, where each container holds a lesech. A lesech is a chatzi kur. A kur is made up of 30 sa, which means each container is going to hold 15 sa. So it's a little bit of a hardship. So how much are you allowed to be mezavel? So number one, up to three piles. You can have one, you can have two, you can have up to three, ad bichlal, not more, but you can have up to three piles, but each pile has to be a very, very big pile. Each pile has to be made up of 10 containers, where each container holds at least one lesech, meaning if one lesech is 15 tsa, and each pile has to be made up of 10 containers that hold a lesech, so in total, you're going to end up with each pile is going to contain at least 150 sa. But the bottom line is, it's three piles, each pile has 10 containers, and each container is made up of one lesech. So the Mishnah, Moisif and Ala Mashpelas, if you want to add more than three piles, that's something that, if you want to add more than 10 mashpelas, you want each pile to be bigger, meaning you want to have more than just 10 mashpelas. You want to have more than that, that's something you're allowed to do. But if you want to have more than three piles, that's something you're not allowed to do. Rav Shimon says, afalash batis. If you want to add on top of the piles, that's something you'd be allowed to do as well. Now, what's the svara behind this shear? Again, a very, very technical shear for us that are not farmers. But the point is that we're trying to make it look like you're not fertilizing the field. So when the farmer would fertilize the field, he would spread it out. By taking piles, it's already nicker that it's not. By making the piles huge, it's zicher nicker that what you're just doing is you're storing it instead of keeping it in your house. So you're storing it outside. The idea is to make it look like you're storing as opposed to looking like you're fertilizing. So Mishnah Aleph said that Chazal governed Me'ei Masai, at what point you're allowed to bring it out in the field. And Mishnah Beis governed Ad Kam, what the shear is and exactly how you're supposed to set it up.